that music means, it's time for Act Locally Waco.
On the radio.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Brody Bashaw with KWBU.
And I'm Ashley Mean Thornton with Act Locally Waco.
Sounds like the allergies have gotten a hold of you, Ashley, but we're glad that you're here to share this information with us. Lots of things to do.
Yes, the weather is getting just the tiniest bit cooler, and predictably, we have lots of opportunities for having fun while doing some good on the calendar this week, starting tonight.
If you love music from the 50s and 60s, you should head over to the Hippodrome tonight for an evening of music and dancing. Local favorites, the Morticians, will be doing their thing, bringing all your favorites from the 50s and 60s to life at a concert benefiting Caritas. The show starts at 7. Tickets are $20 for the floor and $10 for the balcony.
Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. is Oktoberfest. Head to Indian Spring Park, right next to the Suspension Bridge, for a whole day of live music and fun benefiting the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
General admission is $10, and it's $30 if you want to participate in the 0.5K beer run.
Tomorrow evening, you're going to have to choose between several terrific events.
If you're a tennis fan, the world's greatest doubles team, the Bryans, twin brothers Mike and Bob Bryan, along with 2019 Wimbledon quarterfinals Sam Querrey and U.S. Davis Cup captain Marty Fish, will be headlining the Waco Pro Tennis Classic at the Hurd Tennis Center.
The event starts at 6 p.m. and will benefit Habitat for Humanity. Tickets are $35 for general admission and $75 for reserve seating.
Tickets are available online. Just Google Waco Pro Tennis Classic.
The Hurd Tennis Center is on Baylor campus next to the Baylor Ballpark on University Parks.
The Out of the Darkness Community Walk is also tomorrow evening. This walk is a fundraiser for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. When you walk in Out of the Darkness Walks, you will join with hundreds of thousands of people to raise awareness and funds that allow the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, AFSP, to invest in new research, create educational programs, advocate for public policy, and support survivors of suicide loss. The walk will take place at beautiful Brazos Park East on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Registration is free and open to the public, and of course, donations will be accepted. Check-in and registration is 5 p.m. The walk begins at 7 p.m.
And also starting at 6 p.m. tomorrow, the 20th Annual Wine and Food Festival. Guests can choose from more than 200 wines to sample, as well as a huge selection of premium beer, and of course, delicious foods from 40-plus restaurants. Event activities include live music, college football games on the large screen television, silent auction, the famous cork pull, and the red carpet dog walk.
The Wine and Food Festival is a major fundraiser for the Humane Society of Central Texas. General admission is $60.
Sunday is another busy day. From 9 a.m. to noon is Kayak for a Cause, benefiting the Boys and Girls Clubs of Waco. The races will begin at the McLean Stadium Lagoon Boat Slips and proceed towards Brazos Park East or LaSalle Bridge, depending on the course. The event is open to all ages and all levels of paddlers. It's $25 to race and free to watch.
At 1 o'clock Sunday, make sure to find a place to sit along Austin Avenue for the Waco Hispanic Museum Parade. The parade, which celebrates Hispanic culture in Waco, will take place between 10th Street and Heritage Square.
Sunday is also Community Day at the Mayborn Museum. From 1 to 5 p.m., visitors can explore the Discovery Center, the Natural History Exhibits, and the Governor Bill and Vera Daniel Historic Village for free.
If you are a fan of New York Times columnist and best-selling author David Brooks, you have two opportunities to hear him speak this week.
On Monday evening at 7 at the Baylor Club in McLean Stadium, Alan Jacobs of Baylor's Honors College and Institute for the Studies of Religion will talk with Mr. Brooks about character formation, life challenges, unexpected journeys, and other matters that might be even more important than politics. Copies of Mr. Brooks' books will be available for sale, and he will be happy to sign them.
Registration is free, but you do need to register. You can do so at the Baylor Institute for Studies of Religion website.
Then Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock, Mr. Brooks will join Ann Snyder, editor-in-chief of Comment Magazine and director of the Philanthropy Roundtable's Character Initiative, for a forum benefiting Mission Waco. The conversation will take place at the Waco Convention Center from 10 a.m. to 1. Mr. Brooks will speak at 10, Ms. Snyder at 11. There will be a lunch dialogue at 11:45 and book signings at 12:45. Tickets are $40.
Plenty to do in and around Waco this week. You can find a more detailed calendar of events at actlocallywaco.org.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.